This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, we were studying the prayer of Solomon found in 2 Chronicles 6. We ask, what does this prayer have to say about God and about humans? Now let's try to find answers to three other questions. First, are there any warnings to heed? One that I found repeatedly throughout the prayer was that sin will be judged. It never pays to sin. The consequences will be rather devastating. God hates sin, and he will judge it righteously. Second, are there any commands to obey? Though not explicitly stated, it's clear that we are to pray and trust in God if we want to experience life as God planned it. That's precisely what Solomon was doing in this prayer. Third, are there any promises to claim? One of the strongest points Solomon makes in this prayer is that God is a forgiving God. 5 times the word forgive is found in this prayer. Solomon counts on the fact that God will forgive the repentant sinner. Some sins are described in this prayer, but there are other places where it simply says, "If you have sinned and you repent, God will forgive." The more you read about the history of Israel, the more convinced you will be about this promise. God forgives the repentant sinner. Now, having answered these 5 questions, what difference should our study make on our lives? I hope, first, you will realize that God loves you and wants to have a vital, meaningful relationship with you. Call upon Him and ask for that. Then, apply the answers to the last 3 questions to your life as needed.